It was the most powerful weapon ever unleashed in wartime, an agent of overwhelming destruction that helped to end World War II and ensured that a third world war would yield no victors at all. The first successful atomic bomb was developed in secrecy by a team of U.S. scientists under the command of Major General Leslie Groves. When the first test explosion occurred in the pre-dawn light in the New Mexico desert on July 16, 1945, Brigadier General Thomas Farrell told Groves, "The war is over." Groves replied, "Yes, after we drop two bombs on Japan." Within 30 days, both men's prophecies came true. At that time, plans were underway for a full-scale military invasion of Japan, an assault that was certain to cost the lives of many thousands of American soldiers. The astonishing power of the atomic bomb suggested that an invasion might not be necessary. "It seems to be the most terrible thing ever discovered," wrote President Truman in his diary, "but it can be made the most useful." Hiroshima, a city on the southwest coast of Japan's main island, became the primary target, due in part to its large military population. Just before 9:15 on the morning of August 6, 1945, three U.S. B-29 bombers, the Enola Gay and two escort planes, flew over the city and dropped its cargo, a nearly 9,000-pound atomic bomb. 30 seconds later, that bomb exploded 1,850 feet above Hiroshima in a blinding, searing flash of light and heat.
The White House has just made an important announcement on the war. And to bring you this story, we interrupt our program to take you to Washington.
I have just returned from the White House, where it has just been announced that the United States is now using an atomic bomb, the most powerful explosive yet developed. At the White House, Eben Ayers, presidential press secretary, released a statement by the President of the United States on the atomic bomb. Here is President Truman's statement.
"The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war."
The damage inflicted was almost beyond imagining. Heat ranging up to 7,200 degrees Fahrenheit instantly vaporized the center of Hiroshima, and most of that city's buildings were reduced to char and rubble. An estimated 80,000 people died within the hour, more than a third of Hiroshima's civilian population, while tens of thousands of others would perish from burns and radiation poisoning in the months to come.